From Zambezi to Limpopo, the Zimbabwe football family, which has a very short memory, is already talking about celebration after Sunday's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against the Sili National. The football family is satisfied and happy with Calisto Pasua's choice of players, and come Sunday, they believe they will celebrate. Warriors supporter Isaac Maher believes Pasua has assembled the best players available and says he has no doubt that the Warriors will come out victors at the end of the 90 minutes of play.
Our players, they are good players. We are very proud of them and we are very certain our players are going to succeed in this match.
Pasua has assembled what on paper is the best Zimbabwean squad available. He has called most of Zimbabwe's top players based outside the country, among them Knowledge Msona, Kama Billiard, Matthew Rusike, Nyasha Mushekwi, Costa Namuenesu, Cuthbert Malajila, and Captain Willard Katsande. Pasua himself says the Warriors have home advantage and should win the match. He, however, has warned these players to guard against complacency.
We're playing at home. We need to do better. And complacency mustn't creep. Remember, we won in Malawi. If we can win in Malawi, we can also be beaten here in Zimbabwe if we go thinking that it's going to be easy.
The coach says he will employ an all-out attacking system, but will not leave gaps for the Sili National to capitalize on.
We might say we need to attack with 4, 5, 6 guys going offensively. Then we'll have 4 balancing. We can say maybe we want the fullbacks to go and having those 2 defenders, defensive midfielders being on the central position and the 2 central defenders at the back.
However, football fan Mayor Makunike said the Warriors should not fool themselves by underestimating the West Africans. He says the game will not be easy, adding that the Warriors will have to fight hard to get a good result.
Zimbabwe, we have to fight hard. We have to fight hard to win.
The Zimbabwean Football Association have seen reason in having a big crowd at the stadium to cheer the Warriors. They've not increased gate charges, and the cheapest seat will be going for $3. The most expensive seat is the VIP stand, which this time around is going for $10 instead of $20. A win for the Warriors will propel them to the top of the group, depending on the results of the other group match between Malawi and Swaziland. At the moment, the Warriors share top spot in the group with Swaziland. The 2 teams have 3 points each, while Guinea and Malawi are sitting on 0 points. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwean team left for the 2015 Africa Games in batches due to financial constraints. Those who are competing early are already in the Congo Brazzaville, while those to compete later will join the rest of the squad when their time of competition comes. Zimbabwe's biggest major hope, swimmer Kirsty Coventry, is not yet in the Congo. The Africa Games, which will run until September 19, are in their 50th year of existence and have returned to their home of birth in Congo, Brazzaville. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.